Remarks. I do not publish the above vision, thinking to add or diminish from the sure word of prophecy. That will stand the test of men and wreck of worlds. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Amen. It is now about 2 years since I first saw the author and heard her relate the substance of her visions as she has since published them in Portland, April 6, 1846. Although I could see nothing in them that militated against the word, yet I felt alarmed and tried exceedingly, and for a long time unwilling to believe that it was anything more than what was produced by a protracted, debilitated state of her body. I therefore sought opportunities in presence of others, when her mind seemed freed from excitement, out of meeting, to question and cross-question her and her friends, which accompanied her, especially her elder sister, to get, if possible, at the truth. During the number of visits she has made to New Bedford and Fairhaven since, while at our meetings, I have seen her in vision a number of times, and also in Topsham, Maine, and those who were present during some of these exciting scenes know well with what interest and intensity I listened to every word and watched every move to detect deception or mesmeric influence. And I thank God for the opportunity I have had with others to witness these things. I can now confidently speak for myself. I believe the work is of God and is given to comfort and strengthen His scattered, torn, and peeled people since the closing up of our work for the world in October 1844. The distracted state of low here's and low there's since that time has exceedingly perplexed God's honest, willing people and made it exceedingly difficult for such as were not able to expound the many conflicting texts that have been presented to their view. I confess that I have received light and instruction on many passages that I could not before clearly distinguish. I believe her to be a self-sacrificing, honest, willing child of God, and saved, if at all, through her entire obedience to His will. At a meeting in Fairhaven, 6th of the last month, I saw her have a similar vision, which I then wrote down. It may be said that I send this out to strengthen the argument of my late work on the Sabbath. I do in the sense above stated. Respecting that work, I entertain no fears. There is no scriptural argument to move it. The above vision can be had by application, post-paid, to James White, Gorham, Maine, or to the editor. Joseph Bates, Fairhaven, Massachusetts.